This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, joined again as we do, we're joined again by Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How you doing, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm good. Now, I was having this thought before we came to air that Dave and I have talked a couple of times this week already. But I wanted to ask you, and I don't know how much this affects you, but you do, when everything is healthy and you're traveling around doing your gigs, you do go into various places with a different climate than, say, Florida.
True.
Do you change your ammo out for people wearing heavier clothing? Do you change to maybe a...
No, I change my selected point of aim. I alter my selected point of aim. My targets change. My target zoning changes.
Explain that, please, sir.
Real simple. Why manage several different types of ammunition or cartridges based on bullet design and function for clothing, barrier penetration, expansion, blah, 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 when you can just easily decide on a standard cartridge that the bullet design and performance or the terminal ballistics of the projectile itself will satisfy most requirements, and simply, instead of shooting a heavily clothed person in the chest, shoot him in the head. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Makes things a lot simpler.
Yes, it does. Well, but I mean, for some people that are, a lot of people are, and I'm one of them. I do practice headshots. I have started practicing the headshots, and I'm trying to practice them on the smallest target I can find that is maybe about the size of a softball. And I'm trying to do those at between 15 and 20 yards. I figure if I can hit that every time I pull the trigger on that, I'm going to be probably good to go. So I am working on that.
Right, but I wouldn't be over-reliant. I think what we're getting into is the realm of psychology.
Yep.
And I'm not going to fault anybody for making a decision in which the baseline is their psychological confidence in their kit and equipment. If you want to choose a specific hollow point design over another for whatever reasons, and that gives you confidence you need, drive on. Ultimately, though, dude, look beyond the initial contact, so to speak, or the initial action. You know, it's real easy to keep your everyday carry gear plussed up with your premium cartridge of choice. However, once your basic loadout is expended, what are you relying on then? What are your reserve ammunition caches? What do they consist of? Is it the same munition? Is it all ball cartridge? It doesn't matter. You're right. Going to want to feed the gun something. And frankly, at times, I have actually misplaced my carry mags because I work so much. I have so many different sets or kits with loaded mags, but they're all loaded with ball. You know what I mean?
So why do you do that? Is that because
that's predominantly what I shoot.
Okay.
It's predominantly what I can afford to shoot at the annual rate of consumption that I'm used to. It's expensive to be me sometimes. And, you know, ammo, you know, that's where it stings sometimes. I was sponsored for many, many years by Pete Pye Sr. Of Corbon. And when Corbon sadly went away, I lost that privilege. And, you know, it's out of my pocket just like anybody else's. And it's something that I have to manage on a regular basis. But when it comes to fighting with guns, I'm not going to get wrapped around the axle on, you know, what the specific bullet design, function, you know, what it says on the box. I'm going to want something that is the appropriate caliber that will feed through my blaster. And instead of shooting you in the body, I'll shoot you in the head. I'll make that choice. You know, I'll make the ball ammo work for me.
Right.
You know, I don't see it being a detriment. You know, the biggest complaint people have always had against round ball or ball ammo, training ammo, is overpenetration. Well, yeah, that's true. On a soft target, that may be a problem. But in a permissive environment, running ball ammo could be problematic. In a semi-permissive environment, not so much. But in operating in a denied area or open combat area, why would you be worried about overpenetration? I mean, in some respects, I would want overpenetration because it's not just about, you know, hitting the bad guys at every opportunity. You also have to defeat, you know, barriers, windows, doors, vehicle glass. You know, I want even a good hollow point, even of today's design and function, still maintain, I would say, a very high percentage of their overall weight. In grains, they deform quite a bit, but they don't fragment as bad like they used to. So you're still getting good penetration with excellent expansion.
Right.
The Corbon DPX, the solid copper DPX bullet design, was absolutely awesome. And I misspoke a show or two ago, dude. On my favorite carry ammo, it was a DPX, Corbon DPX load, but it was the 90-grain DPX load, and they were loaded to 1,400 feet per second.
Yeah, yeah.
They shot like laser beams, and they were like mini grenades when they hit.
Well, when we get back, you can explain to me, because I would love to know, this lighter weight round, which I know a lot of people have moved to, and started doing to a certain degree. I'd like to know what the benefit of carrying that as a self-defense round is. Super Dave, his website is combatspeed.com. And now he's been cleared by the doctor. So that means very shortly he's going to start posting gigs where you can go and train with Super Dave. And if you don't hurry up and take him up on it, you know, I may very well go down there and train with him myself. So we'll definitely see.
We'll have a good time.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly
support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out. That's the home of the Binary Trigger, Saluce, Militia Line, Reformation, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington, and we just got to the. I want to know what the allure is of these light rounds that are traveling really fast. Please.
Okay. There's a few different perspectives or angles. One, you'll always have, you know, the speed freaks out there. You know, you can take something, you know, remember Tim Allen, the tool guy, right? More power, more speed, didn't matter what it was. You know, if it was the coolest version of it, it was lacking in power or something. In respect to firearms, it's always been that way. You know, can we push, you know, can we develop a projectile? You know, it's not so much making something go fast. You can make things go fast, but will they hold up and perform at speed? So there's a lot of, you know, technology goes into the development of high-speed warfighting projectiles. On the smaller scale, you know, of small arms, primarily talking about the 9mm cartridge, either way you look at it, the Germans got it right back in the day. It was the balance of what pretty much, to the best of my memory, what made the 9mm what it is today is its speed reliability. Not so much, you know, the caliber or its performance of its, you know, various weight of projectiles. Its total speed reliability is what, you know, was the backbone of the 9x19. Anyway, everybody wants to make it go faster. You're always going to have that. But do you have projectiles that can be driven at the performance speeds? Therein lies the balance. But when you look at digesting a steady diet of these high-velocity, hyper-velocity projectiles through a barrel, you're going to wash a barrel out pretty quick. You know, anywhere from, I don't know, dude, I'd say maybe a 22, 250, best to remember. You might get 2,000 rounds through that barrel before you need another one.
Right.
They wash out pretty quick. I like them only, that's the only light load I've ever, like, got behind or endorsed was that 90 grain, that Korbon 90 grain DPX projectile at 1400 feet per second. I believe Pete Pye Jr. with, is going to revive, that specific cartridge in some resurrected form, which would be very cool. Now, at short distances, I would say from, you know, 5 to 50 yards, you know, at that velocity, even a 90 grain projectile is going to be devastating. Married with proper shot placement, whether heart, lung, I've had that specific cartridge, perform on a doe. This is one of those you had to be there to see it stories. I was like out in the country and this deer doe, you know, literally walked up on me, man. I felt threatened and I had to use my 26 on her. And I happened to be loaded with that 90 grain DPX load and it performed as one would expect. It was very, the transfer of energy was visible. dynamic. You know, if you've seen the gelatin block video, slow-mo gel blocks and stuff like that, from a competitive standpoint, shift gears. You should always shoot with your eyes, not your ears. However, you can't just turn your ears off. You're going to have audible feedback from hard targets or steel targets. Now, you can get sucked into that. If you want, shoot with your ears, start shooting with your ears, meaning that you launch a projectile at a target and you wait for the audible feedback after impact to key you on actually firing on your next target. Huge drag there. You see what I mean? However, there's nothing to prevent you from shooting with your eyes, but using the audible feedback in the background as confirmation of what you're doing is legit and still allow you to fire at whatever physical and visual speed you're capable of driving the gun. So having said that, if you're with me, for example, simple example, if you're firing on a 6-inch plate at 25 yards with a 45 ACP, and I'm using a 9mm 90 grain at 1400 feet per second, you're using a 230 grain ball at 850 feet per second, and we fire at precisely the exact same time, whoever hits the plate first is going to win. You see what I mean?
Indeed.
So there are master gamer angles to shooting, you know, high velocity cartridges and ways to take advantage of them, provided you have, you know, not just the knowledge, but the skill to do it at speed. That's cool.
Let me get you to hang on just 1 second. We're coming up on the break. Super Dave Harrington, you can go to combatspeed.com and see if he's starting to post classes, because that should be just around the corner if it isn't there yet. And you can keep up with him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. And, of course, he, you know, if everything aligns, well, he's here on Tuesdays. We're doing combat pistol craft. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders are slamming the Biden administration's border policies.
Today we're seeing 3,000 or 4,000 illegal crossings a day at our southern border. It is a national crisis, and it needs to be confronted by President Biden, and he refuses to acknowledge this.
House Republican Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana. Scalise also saying there are super spreader caravans coming across our southern border, which is a reference to the coronavirus outbreak. Jury selection is moving forward in ex-cop Derek Chauvin's trial. The former Minneapolis police officer is accused of killing George Floyd and is facing charges of manslaughter and second-degree murder. Chauvin was originally charged with third-degree murder last October, but a judge dismissed it, saying it didn't apply to the case. Security is tight around the courthouse. USA Radio News. By 2030, people could use smart glasses to visit others. That's according to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who brought up the technology in an interview on Monday. He says the technology could help in the fight against climate change, as it will reduce the need for travel. A school and football coach agreed to mutually part ways amid a probe of inappropriate behavior at a previous college.
And the University of Kansas and head football coach Les Miles have agreed to part ways. The move comes following the release of a report alleging inappropriate conduct towards female students during his time at LSU. In a Monday evening statement, Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long said he was disappointed for the school and everyone involved with the football program. The report released last week detailed an investigation conducted at LSU in 2013, accusing Miles of inappropriate behavior with female students. Miles has denied any inappropriate relations with the students, saying he was mentoring young women at the school. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I've been trying to figure out how to ask this question, but for people that come to you that are wanting to set up the way they carry a gun. Right.
Okay.
You're relatively basic, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that would look at you and say, "Well, you sure that's all there is to it?" I mean, do people think that there's got to be a more complicated manner besides the fact that you carry a bunch of ammo? Your carry method is actually quite
simple.
Fundamental, simple, mundane, however you want to put it.
Are you asking me or telling me?
Well, I just said.
You lost me, bro. I'm out there flapping, man. Dial me in.
Well, I mean, when people come to you and they say, okay, this is how you carry a gun. You don't carry it inside the waistband. You don't carry it with a drop leg. You don't carry it with a special holster that.
Oh no, kind of thing. It's not. I think I understand what you're getting at. No, it's not a one size fits all, man. There's I kind of have a loose template in my head that I go over with people. You know, first of all, there's many different aspects that have to be literally taken into consideration and done up front before you really even get to the point of actually doing it or carrying it. So you need to, don't wait and set yourself up to immediately start carrying a gun. Throw yourself a bone and build in a workup time frame to train and practice to be on top of the things that you need to know and understand at a minimum first before you go live, so to speak. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
But for example, first of all, what about the selection of the pistol itself? Do you have the right pistol that works for you? I'm not saying it's the one you like, but it's the one that works for you based on its size or the frame or your hands fit the gun or the gun fits your hands. A million different ways of looking at it. And it's not just holding on to the pistol with both hands. You need to be able to function the gun right hand as well as left hand only equally well. But in order to come to these decision points, you have to evaluate the location and function of the controls. Pretty standard stuff. However, things change, specifically based on the make, model, size, blah, blah, blah. Are you with me so far?
I am.
And then what is the operating environment? Is this a concealed carry gig? Okay, cool. Are you right-sided, left-sided, ambidextrous? Are there any special environmental concerns, like weather concerns where, it's too hot, you have to go light? The solution to that is have many different guns that fit specific purposes. You understand what I mean?
Like, I do.
For example, if you're operating in an area that, requires light clothing to really be able to function well during the day, it's so hot. Some super light 22 revolver would be the perfect pocket gun. You know what I mean? They generally have, a good one will have at least 8-9 shots cylinder. Load that with long rifle and you're good to go. I would consider that a very close and defensive, even though it could be used for offensive purposes, that's about as self-defensive a handgun as I can imagine right now off the top of my head. But it would serve the purpose and that environment. So don't think one gun is going to resolve all issues of being properly armed when you need to be wherever you're at. The whole thing grows hair pretty quick.
Right.
But these are legitimate decision points that have to be looked at that go into your decision-making process of identifying and then purchasing the correct equipment in the first place. And the fact of the matter is nobody's going to crack the code on kit and equipment anyway. If they did, why do so many of us have boxes of gear, man, that we no longer use? Dude, I have stuff that I have bought brand new in the wrapper, never use it. And I'm like, I know exactly why I bought it, but then the need no longer existed.
Right.
Or based on as rapid as the kit and equipment environment changes within the industry, you can have a good piece of kit. If it is truly a good piece of kit, it'll be reinvented 100 times over, but it will be the original piece of kit. But there's a lot of it that, is specialty or special purpose. It may have, a lifespan of one use and, fire and forget. You're done with it. It's just the way it is.
Right.
And I always pass on equipment if I think that there's anyone that can use a piece of kit that I have and no longer choose to use, or, you know, that has become somewhat obsolete in respect to what I do have access to. Man, I'll hook them up with it and, you know, set them up for success and roll.
Yep.
But does that about cover it?
Yeah, I think it does. But I am going to ask you, when we get back, I am going to ask you about the various holsters that I have in my box.
Okay.
As you were talking about the boxes and boxes of gear.
Right.
Primarily, I have holsters. Holsters and belts. So, the belts.
I get it, man.
But I do want to ask about the holsters, because I think there's a few people that probably make a few mistakes here and there.
You know I'm not a gear guy, right? I've told you that before.
Sure, but I mean, you have opinions of certain things that are out there. I'm sure you've tried.
No, sure.
I'm sure you've tried just about anything out there.
I'll certainly tell you what I think about it. It's just, you know, I'm not into the, you know, hey, it's an XM6004-XL.
No. This is,
I'm going to be like, so what?
There's going to be no model numbers. I'm just going to say, think about this kind of holster, that kind of holster?
This is just stuff in my box.
But we're coming up on the next break, so we got to wait for that.
I learn what's out there.
Roger that. You can find Super Dave at combatspeed.com. That should begin to populate. It is a work in progress, after all. And if you want to follow him, on Facebook and see what he's up to in the world, as he rehabilitates and gets ready to start training again, well, you go to Dave Harrington on Facebook, and he is there. He might play you a guitar riff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text TECH to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542. Text TECH to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington. We're going to now go into my box of woe, which is all the stuff that I don't use, I bought and did not use, which I think every gun guy has a box of that. You said you have a box of that, right?
Oh, yeah. I've got plenty of that stuff.
So, when I first got back into this, and I knew nothing about things, because, see, I had been out of the military for 20-some-odd years when I started becoming a Second Amendment advocate. I own things, to carry guns and everything, because I had a permit and everything else, but it was not like I had one holster, one gun for the longest time. So, when I got into the Second Amendment thing, all that changed. So, what do you think of paddle holsters?
I don't like them, man. And I'll tell you why. Invariably, they have failed in my use. There's, one manufacturer that makes paddle gear that I would use without question, and that would be, can I say that kind of stuff, man?
Sure.
Out of Texas.
Comtech, okay.
Yeah. And he does, if my memory serves, he does some hybrid stuff too, you know, leather Kydex. I'm not sure, but I'm sure he does pretty much the gamut, the broad spectrum. I've not talked to them in a little while. I've been off the radar, no big deal. But invariably, no matter the company gear, I interact too aggressively at times with my gear. And it's not only that. You got to think about, you know, when you're working different, when your primary mission is to stabilize the gun with the target, regardless of what you've got going on physically, you know, you sacrifice your body and you stabilize the gun. Well, that torques your gear as well, your belt, your, you know, whatever you got going on gets torqued out of whack. And I just don't, I've never had the confidence to run paddle gear in a work environment. Or, you know, I'm not going to bet my life on paddle gear.
Gotcha.
And that's just me, dude. And that's based on my experience.
Small
magazines and drawn pistols with gear on them.
Yeah.
At time to time.
Let's shift over to small of cool. back pistols or holsters to carry in the small of your back.
I don't dig on those at all. Really, never have. I mean, they're cool. There's a certain cool factor to that. I've always considered it kind of a Hollywood thing to do, or like a deep concealment thing. But I mean, dude, you're putting a loaded gun at the small of your back. How can you legitimately control it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How can
you legitimately maintain positive control of it if you're compromised? It's just not going to happen. I don't know, man. Good luck.
Cross
draw.
You
brought that up. Hey, man, didn't that dude in that recent church shooting, the dude that got blasted?
He had a smaller back.
Was he not carrying or attempting to retrieve his gun from the small of his back when he got blasted in the church?
Yep. Yep. The guy that shot the assailant, he was at 3 o'clock. And the guy that was that got unfortunately shot, he was small of back.
You know, I hate it for the dude, but when I saw that, I was like instant poor choice of gear there, dude.
Yep. Cross draw. What do you think about cross draw?
Application. I have many cross draw holsters that I still use from time to time, depending on what I'm doing. But when I had this ZX-14R, I used left side cross draws, so I could keep my hand on the throttle and conduct business if I had to on the bike. And I had basically a left side rig when I would ride because of that fact.
Right.
You see what I mean? You follow me on that?
I do. That's actually a pretty good idea. I like that idea.
The few reserve mags in the tank bag, you're good to hook.
Yep. What do you think about these appendix holsters that have the magazine it's got a spare magazine. You're basically it's almost like a foot and a half wide, and this is the appendix carry rig. I think they call that the wing setup. What do you think about that?
I am actually completely not up to speed on what you're describing, man.
What do you think about appendix carry in general then?
Anything more than the pistol, it starts becoming a job. It becomes work. Shouldn't be work.
Last but not least, and my understanding is that every gun guy has one of these. In my box, I have a Galco Miami Special shoulder holster.
Oh, dude, from the Miami Vice Red.
Yes.
I have always restrained myself from purchasing one of those, man. And I'll tell you why. It wouldn't be legit unless you had one of the original Bren 10s to put in it.
That would be something to find. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I wish today, I mean, CZ is a sponsor of mine, and, you know, the Bren was sort of a CZ clone.
Right.
I wish they would make a 10 millimeter.
That would be beyond cool. if somebody would get behind that gun and revive it, I think it would probably do popularly well.
I mean, the Tanfolio 10mm would do very well, except every time you see one of those, which it looks a little bit like the Bren 10, except they only ship them with one magazine. No, it's not. It is absolutely not. But they don't only ship it with one. So, yes, that would be absolutely cool to bring that one back.
But
Sonny Crockett, it didn't matter what gun he had. He always had a Miami Classic shoulder holster that fit it. Whether he started out with Sig, Bren 10.
His shot report always sounded better than anybody else's did.
Yeah, his sounded. They had the Dirty Harry soundtracks for his. They had the Dirty Harry sound effect for the 44 Magnum sound effect. So.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about you bringing up this gear thing is I just walked into my back bedroom, which is one of my gear rooms, and I have, you know, tables of gear laid out. And earlier today I walked in here and found some mounts hiding in the wide open that I had been looking for a day or two. But, I've got quite a bit of gear, man. Quite a bit of, custom kayak stuff.
And
stuff I purchased.
Before we run out, if I have my way, he'll be needing more gear here shortly if I have my way. But anyway, we're about to run out of time. We'll talk about that later. Maybe we'll have something a little more cement happening with that. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you, man. Appreciate your time, man. Appreciate the opportunity, man. Take care.
Yes, sir.
All right, out of here.
Got to put Super Dave with somebody there that might change a few minds. I don't know. We'll see. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.